Sathya Kareeb Kareeb Ajay, inshallah. Brothers requested to come closer to the front. Whoever's still not made their way to the masjid, I request everyone, inshallah, to make your way to the masjid. Program will start very shortly, inshallah. Brothers, sisters as well, we have facilities for the sisters upstairs. So please do arrive at the masjid, inshallah, and please benefit from the program live. Everyone's requested to come closer. No one should be leaning against the back walls or anything like that. Everybody, please make your way to the front, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. My dear respected brothers and elders, I'd like to welcome everyone for attending this program, this event that, alhamdulillah, which has been organized in the masjid. Alhamdulillah, every single year we try and facilitate a seerah conference. And it's very important that we understand the purpose of seerah conference. What is a seerah conference? A seerah conference is a conference in which a person should attend with the intention that our love and our relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam increases. That maybe I knew about certain aspects of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but there's a lot that I didn't know. And even if I didn't know certain aspects of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah I'll sit in the company of the pious people, those who practically apply the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their lives. And by sitting with these people, inshallah, I will also become like them and become like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it's very important that we first make an intention that why are we here? Alhamdulillah, we have great scholars who will be giving talks. MashaAllah, Hamare Mur Abdul Rahim Sahab Hafizahullah, bahut saalon se Bukhari Sharif aur Hadith ki kitabein padha rahe hain aur Darul Ulum Bareilly ke shuru se ustaz rahe hain. To mashallah, he is here as well. Hazrat se main darkhast karunga inshallah ke Urdu aur English dono mein mix karke kuch baat irshad farma de. Aur isi tarah we have Mona Ibrahim sahab mashallah from Coventry. From Coventry, isn't it? From Coventry, mashallah, he's done a lot of work, especially in Masail of Fiqh and all of these kind of things, mashallah. So great scholars who are in our midst. So it's very important that we all have an intention to listen, to benefit. That by the time we end this program today, or by the time we go home today, that we take something back with us, inshallah. And like I mentioned previously, everybody should sit till the end. Nobody should 1 hour later say, you know what, I think I should need to go because I've got something else. Everybody should try and sit till the end, because mashallah, we have provided food as well, food arrangements for everyone, inshallah. So sit till the end, perform your Isha Salah, and after Isha Salah, the food will be served, so everyone can partake of the food, and then everyone can go. So inshallah, without any further ado, I would like to initiate the program. Mashallah, we have our respected Qari Sahib, Qari Maqbool Sahib. Last year as well, he graced us with his presence at this time, Seerah Conference. Mashallah, alhamdulillah, we benefited from his beautiful recitation of the Holy Quran. So without any further ado, I'd like to call Qari Maqbool Sahib to come forward, inshallah, and bless the gathering with the recitation of the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى وما ينطق عن الهوى علمه شديد القوى ذو مرة فاستوى وهو بالأفق الأعلى ثم دنا فتدلى فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى فأوحى إلى عبده ما ما كذب الفؤاد ما رأى أفتمارونه على ما يرى ولقد رآه نزلة أخرى عند سدرة المنتهى عندها جنة المأوى أفتمارونه على ما يرى ولقد رآه نزلة أخرى عند سدرة المنتهى عندها جنة المأوى إذ يغشى السدرة ما يغشى ما زاغ البصر وما طغى لقد رأى من آيات ربه الكبرى بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أعطيناك الكوثر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
والنحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. إن شانئك هو الأبتر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. صدق الله العظيم.
جزاك الله خيرا to قاري مقبول sir for that very beautiful recitation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the true love and connection and bond with the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the people of the Qur'an in this dunya and in the hereafter as well, inshaAllah. Without any further ado, I'd like to call Hafiz Hassan Sab forward, inshaAllah, to enlighten us with a small, with a na'at in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So, آج انشاءاللہ سیرت کانفرنس ہے. اتنا اردو آتا نہیں, اصل میں پٹھان ہوں, پشتو بولتا ہوں, تو اردو میرا پہلا زبان نہیں ہے، میرا زبان پشتو ہے اصل میں، لیکن میں کوشش کرتا ہوں، میں سارے نعت جو اردو میں پڑھتا ہوں، کیونکہ میں دیکھ رہا ہوں کہ میرے سامنے میرے بزرگ بیٹھے ہیں تو ایسا سٹائل لگ رہا ہے، تو تھوڑا اردو بھی ہو جائے تھوڑا انگلش بھی. تو ہم شروع کریں گے درود شریف کے ساتھ، اور میں یہ چاہتا ہوں کہ سارے میرے ساتھ پڑھیں، مل کر پڑھیں انشاءاللہ، تاکہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی محبت is bouncing off the walls of this beautiful masjid. I was really surprised. I walked in and mashallah, this masjid is beautiful. It blew my mind.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin.
Kids, I'm looking at you now as well. This is a time to learn the Naat Sharif, to learn how to praise Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So everyone do join in with me.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin. Allahumma Sayyidina Muhammadin. Koi mane ya na mane, mere rab ka ye elan hai. Koi mane ya na mane, mere rab ka ye elan hai. Sabse unche, sabse ala, سب سے اونچی سب سے اعلی میرے نبی کی شان ہے. اللہم سیدنا محمد، اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد. پیارے آقا کملی والے، جدر سے گزرا کرتے تھے، پیارے آقا کملی والے، پیارے آقا کملی والے، جدر سے گزرا کرتے تھے، شجر گواہی دیتے تھے، ہاں شجر گواہی دیتے تھے، اور پتھر کلمہ پڑھتے تھے. اللہم سیدنا محمد، اللہم سیدنا محمد. لب پر نعت پاک نغمہ کل بھی تھا اور آج بھی ہے، میرے نبی سے میرا رشتہ کل بھی تھا اور آج بھی ہے. اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد، اللہم سیدنا محمد، اللہم سیدنا محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. درود شریف انشاءاللہ ہو گیا ابھی. تو موونگ آن،
ہم نے آنکھوں سے دیکھا نہیں ہے مگر ہم نے آنکھوں سے دیکھا نہیں ہے مگر ان کی تصویر سینے میں موجود ہے.
سبحان اللہ, بولو ذرا.
ہم نے آنکھوں سے دیکھا نہیں ہے مگر ان کی تصویر سینے میں موجود ہے.
جس نے لا کر کلام الہی دیا,
جس نے لا کر کلام الہی دیا,
وہ محمد مدینے میں موجود ہے. پھول کھلتے ہیں پڑھ پڑھ کے صلی علی, پھول کھلتے ہیں پڑھ پڑھ کے صلی علی,
جھوم کر کہہ رہی ہے
یہ باتیں صبا. پھول کھلتے ہیں پڑھ پڑھ کے صلی علی,
جھوم کر کہہ رہی ہے
یہ باتیں صبا. ایسی خوشبو
چمن کے گلوں میں کہا, ایسی خوشبو
چمن کے
گلوں میں کہاں, جو نبی کے پسینے میں موجود ہے.
چھوڑنا تیرا طیبہ گوارا نہیں, چھوڑنا تیرا طیبہ گوارا نہیں,
ساری دنیا میں ایسا نظارہ نہیں.
چھوڑنا تیرا طیبہ گوارا نہیں, ساری دنیا میں ایسا نظارہ نہیں.
ایسا منظر زمانے میں دیکھا نہیں, ایسا منظر زمانے میں دیکھا نہیں,
جیسا منظر مدینے میں موجود ہے. ہم نے آنکھوں سے دیکھا نہیں ہے مگر, ہم نے آنکھوں سے دیکھا نہیں ہے مگر ان کی تصویر سینے میں موجود ہے. ہم نے مانا کہ جنت بہت ہے حسین, ہم نے مانا کہ جنت بہت ہے حسین,
چھوڑ کر ہم مدینہ نہ جائیں کہیں.
ہم نے مانا کہ جنت بہت ہے حسین, چھوڑ کر ہم مدینہ نہ جائیں کہیں.
یوں تو جنت میں سب ہے مدینہ نہیں,
یوں تو جنت میں سب ہے
مدینہ نہیں,
اور جنت مدینے میں موجود ہے, اور جنت مدینے میں موجود ہے. ہم نے آنکھوں سے دیکھا نہیں ہے مگر, ہم نے آنکھوں سے دیکھا نہیں ہے مگر
ان کی تصویر
سینے میں موجود ہے.
وہ جس کے لیے محفل کو نین سجی ہے، فردوس بری جس کے وسیلے سے بنی ہے، وہ ہاشم مکی ہاشم مکی مدنی العربی ہے، وہ میرا نبی میرا نبی میرا نبی ہے،
everyone together،
وہ میرا نبی میرا نبی میرا نبی ہے، وہ میرا نبی میرا نبی میرا نبی ہے، وہ میرا نبی ہے، اللہ کا فرمان الم نشرح لك صدرك،
جیسے قاری صاحب نے کہا
اللہ کا فرمان الم نشرح لك صدرك، منسوب جس سے ورفعنا لك ذکرك،
کوثر سبحان اللہ،
اللہ کا فرمان الم نشرح لك صدرك، منسوب جس سے ورفعنا لك ذکرك، جس ذات کا قرآن، جس ذات کا قرآن میں بھی ذکر جلی ہے، وہ میرا نبی میرا نبی میرا نبی ہے، وہ میرا نبی میرا نبی میرا نبی ہے، کس درجہ زمانے میں تھی مظلوم یہ عورت، پھر کس کی بدولت ملی اس عزت و رفعت، کس درجہ زمانے میں تھی مظلوم یہ عورت، پھر کس کی بدولت ملی اس عزت و رفعت، وہ محسن و غم خوار، وہ محسن و غم خوار ہمارا ہی نبی ہے، وہ میرا نبی میرا نبی میرا نبی ہے، وہ میرا نبی میرا نبی میرا نبی ہے، وہ میرا نبی تیرا نبی سب کا نبی ہے،
جزاک اللہ خیر.
جزاک اللہ خیر، ماشاء اللہ، اللہ تعالیٰ accept very beautiful rendition of these beautiful nasheeds. Inshallah, I'd like to pass the mic over to our respected Maulana Akbar Sahib, inshallah, who will introduce our guest speakers. Jazakallah khairan.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is indeed my great pleasure to introduce our next speaker, Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Noor Sahib. And the reason I'm standing here before you today is that we are, as the people of Ashton, are greatly indebted to Maulana. For those of the people of Ashton who went for Hajj 3-4 years ago, just before COVID, and we carried out a presentation on Hajj, it was Hazrat's booklet that we used, his PowerPoint presentation, and the entire system of how to do Hajj was his that we have used. And Alhamdulillah, many of the people, we had over 40 people from Ashton who went for Hajj that year, and they said that it was so beneficial from the presentation that we received from his booklet, and we carried his booklet. Even the ladies, there was a little booklet to say for how for ladies to perform Hajj. Alhamdulillah, Maulana is from Coventry. He is from the Islamic Dawah Academy of Coventry, and he's a prolific author as well. Maulana has produced a booklet on Hajj, and he has just recently completed the entire seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he's produced that in 36 booklets. And Alhamdulillah, I've had the pleasure of going through all of those 36 booklets, and I have now introduced it for my adult classes where I've started teaching that, to the extent that I'm using it in the last 8 Jummas that I'm doing at the hospital, and I'm talking about the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So myself, I have truly greatly benefited from Hazrat's booklets, and inshallah, hopefully there will come a day when those booklets will be available to everyone. It is still available, you can look on it online, Islamic portal. Inshallah, you can take advantage of those booklets. It's absolutely, it covers the entire seerah, and some of the details you will barely find in other books of seerah. So I'd strongly recommend the brothers and sisters that are listening to take advantage of this. Maulana has also produced booklets on male and female hygiene. He has just come from Bolton, where he's presented 2 workshops, one before Zohar, one after Zohar, and now he's come here, he's giving a bayan here, and tomorrow he's in Dewsbury and he's doing some more workshops there. So as you can see, he's extremely busy, and we are very, very honored to have him with us today. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase his knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep his shadow over us for a long, long time. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the opportunity to benefit from him and all our respected guests. So without further ado, I'd like to call on Maulana to give us his presentation, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een Amma ba'd Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri Wa ahlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal alimul hakeem. My dear respected ulama, elders, brothers and sisters listening at home, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. I begin in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Lord of the worlds, and sending peace and salutations on our beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want to thank Maulana Akbar for arranging today's program. And from what we have seen already, alhamdulillah, with the recitation of the Qur'an, with the recitation of the Naz Sharif, it is a very, very blessed majlis, subhanallah. You can feel there is something special in the air today. Now, Maulana Akbar Sahib, due to his ikhlas, due to his sincerity, has organized today's program on the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has brought us all here today for one reason and one reason only: to talk, to learn, to listen about our dear Prophet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, many events took place, or many events take place, to discuss his life, especially in the month of Rabi al-Awwal, the month in which he was born. Now, when I was beginning the series of seerah presentations, I thought to myself, do we restrict the learning of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to one day in the year? Every single day of our lives should be a seerah conference of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As Hafiz Saab said, he is Mera Nabi, Tera Nabi, Sabka Nabi. If he is the one that we profess to follow, every single day, as Muslims we say we follow his sunnah, we should learn about his sunnah, we should learn about his life every single day. As we are discussing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I wanted to begin with a reminder that each time we say his name, we should recite durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In a hadith mentioned in Sunan Abu Dawood, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions man salla alayya wahidatan sallallahu alayhi ashra. Whoever sends durood, salutations upon me once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 10 durood upon them, subhanallah. So even sending durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is beneficial for us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, He has not sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam except as a mercy for all of mankind. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions with regards to durood. He mentions, إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ يُسَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. Subhanallah. Allah sends durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The angels send durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he has commanded us to send durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. Now I wanted to talk a little bit more about durood. I was reading my dear book of my dear teacher, Maulana Abdul Rahim Sahib, who will soon inshallah be talking in front of you. Now, as a student, it does not befit me to take up too much your time when my teacher is waiting to speak. But inshallah, I will try and make use of this time and relay a little bit of information which inshallah will be benefit not only to myself but for everybody else as well. Now, I was reading his book, A Gift of Nikah. And in there, it talks about the creation of Adam alayhi salam. When Adam alayhi salam was created, he was created in the heavens. He was created in Jannah. Even though he had everything there, he sensed a deep sense of loneliness. There was something missing. What was missing? Companionship. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then created Hawa radiallahu anha. When she was created, Adam alayhi salam adored her. He felt affection towards her. She, in return, felt affection towards him. He stretched out his hand towards her. But the angel said, stop. Adam alayhi salam said, why? Why should I stop? Hasn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created her for me? They said, you cannot touch her until you pay her dowry, her mahar. Until you pay her mahar. Adam alayhi salam asked the angels, what is her mahr? What is her dowry? He was told to recite 3 durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. In another narration, it mentions that when Adam alayhi salam wanted to come close to her, Hawa radiallahu anha said, no, until you give me my mahr. So Adam alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what should I give her for her dowry, for her mahr? So what happened was, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you have to send 20 durood on my chosen servant, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So durood, something that we recite very, very easily, very easy on the tongue. You can see the command comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the origin goes all the way back to the beginning of the creation, to the beginning of the creation of our father, Adam alayhi salam. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this world in the preparation of the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this preparation was done on many different levels. And they all highlight the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amongst men and amongst prophets. It is beyond doubt, without doubt, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest person to have ever stepped foot on this earth. There is no one better than him before him and no one better after him. And he is the greatest of the prophets and he is the seal of the prophets. He is the finality of prophethood. And the timing of his prophethood, the place of his prophethood, the message he came with was all meticulously planned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the final scripture, the final scripture. Now, before we talk about the scripture, I just wanted to talk about something, briefly digressing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent many miracles with many prophets. These miracles would be related to the need of the time, or what those things, those people specialized in at the time. For example, in the time of Musa alayhi salam, it was a time of magic, of sorcery. People used to deceive people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Musa alayhi salam the staff. So when the sorcerers threw down their staffs, Musa alayhi salam's staff turned into a serpent and swallowed them all up. If we look at the time of Isa alayhi salam, it was the time of alchemy, the time of medicine. So what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give Isa alayhi salam? He gave him the ability to cure the leper, to cure the person, to give sight to the person who was born blind, and to bring the dead back to life. Those things which have no cure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Isa alayhi salam those miracles. Now all of the miracles that were given to the prophets, they went when the prophets passed away. But the biggest miracle, and the miracle given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is the Quran. And the Quran will stay till the day of judgment, subhanAllah. So all of the other miracles went, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's miracle will stay with us. Now, with regards to this final scripture, Ibn Kathir writes that the most honorable book, meaning the Quran, was revealed in the most honorable words upon the most honorable prophet through the most honorable angel, and this took part on the most honorable piece of this earth, which is Makkah. Now the beginning of revelation was in the most honorable night, in the most honorable month as well. So the noble Quran was perfected from all channels. Now this advent of prophethood took place in a perfect instance, with the coming together of multiple aspects in this one perfect moment. Now I just want you to take each of these points one at a time, so we can see how high the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. First of all, we look at the most honorable book in the most honorable words. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began the revelation of the Quran. Now many prophets, like I mentioned, came with many miracles, but this miracle of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will remain with us till the end of time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has promised to protect the Quran. Now for any religion to be true, its scripture must remain unchanged. It must be free from any change. And the only scripture which is free from change from the day it was revealed is the Quran. So this is testament and proof that the Quran is the true words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the religion which the Quran belongs to, Islam, is the true religion, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who brought the Quran, is the final and true messenger. If we look at the way the Quran was revealed, it is also unique. All the other scriptures, you take the Torah, the Zabur, the Injil, they were all revealed in one instance, one at a time, just once. Everything came down all at once. But the Quran was revealed over 23 years. And how was the Quran revealed to our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Who did our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring the Quran to him? It was none other than the greatest angel, Jibreel alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have chosen any angel. He could have chosen any medium, but he chose the greatest angel. We then look at where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent. Allah could have made Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam come to any country in this world. He could have been born in England. He could have been born somewhere in Africa. But the place he was chosen to come down to was the best place on earth, Makkah al-Mukarramah, subhanAllah. The place of pilgrimage, the place of the most honored and most sacred of places on earth, the Kaaba, subhanAllah. The place at that time was full of polytheism. It was full of idols, there was shirk everywhere. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the area would once again become purified. Shirk would be removed and all of the Arabian tribes would be unified under the banner of Islam. So far, the best book, the best angel, the best place. The Quran was then revealed in the best of months, Ramadan. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have revealed the Quran at any time. Now remember, this is the beginning of revelation. And not only the best month. Can someone tell me what is the best night? Laylatul Qadr. Khayrun min alfi shahr. Subhanallah. Better than 1,000 months. This was the night which was chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to begin the revelation of the final scripture. Subhanallah. Best place, best words, best angel, best month, best night. So many things coming together. From all of the above, we can see how important a moment it was in the history of this world when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was made the final representative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth, to be the messenger and prophet for all of mankind until the day of judgment. Now, as I've mentioned before, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is beyond doubt the most important person to have ever stepped foot on this earth. For Muslims, he is our leader. He is our role model. He is our example. He is our prophet. We profess, we say we follow his sunnah. We say we follow his way. The way we lead our lives should be a reflection of the way he lived his life. But the question could be asked, how many of us know about him? How much effort do we make to learn about him? How often do we learn about him? Alhamdulillah, we have people in our community, people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen, who will organize events such as this to enable us to refocus on learning about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, by attending today's Seerah conference, it will increase our zeal to learn about him and put us on a path to inshallah benefit greatly. Now, we live in the information age. There is so much information available, not only about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not only about Islam, but every single subject. So one thing we have to be careful about is we need to ensure that we take our information from the correct, reliable sources. Whether this is books, whether this is talks, whether this is presentations, make sure you confirm with your scholars the sources before you start learning. If you want to read a book about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, speak to Maulana Sahib, he'll tell you which book to read. If you want to listen to a series of presentations by a certain speaker, speak to Maulana Sahib, he'll tell you whether this person is reliable or not. So we have to be very careful where we get our information from. Now, when we study the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is full of benefit for us. First of all, it is a rewarding act in itself. Every moment we spend reading, listening, learning, we are gaining reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, there are many, many other benefits as well. Just a couple of weeks ago, my dear teacher, Maulana Abdul Rahim Sahib, who will inshallah soon be speaking, he held a course on a book called Nurul Uyun by Imam Fathuddin Abu Al-Fath Muhammad ibn Muhammad rahimahullah. Now, this book is a book of seerah. And during the introduction of the book, a number of points were mentioned regarding the benefits of learning about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One of the points which he mentioned really struck a chord with me. If we learn about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we can defend him. What can we do? Defend him. When people say things about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when people say things about his life, when people lay accusations about him, about our religion of Islam, without knowing the correct information, without having the knowledge, how can we effectively challenge these incorrect misconceptions? We can't. How can we challenge these negative stereotypes? We can't. Therefore, by learning about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah, it will equip us with the correct knowledge to be able to counter these accusations. And not only that, to be able to set them correct, and inshallah this will be a means of hidayah, not just for ourselves, for those people as well. Now, when we study the seerah, there are many other benefits. We will learn about the shani nuzul, the reason of revelation for many verses of the Quran. When we then listen to the Quran or read the Quran and come across these verses, we will understand why they were revealed, at which time they were revealed, in which location they were revealed, why, which event is related to that revelation. Qari Sahib alhamdulillah read Alam Nashrah Laka Sadrak, and then he read Surah Al-Kawthar. Now, if a person knows why these were revealed, when we read Inna Atainaka Al-Kawthar, which is one of the most commonly read surahs in our salah, why? Because it's the shortest. Yeah? How many of us know what it means? How many of us know why it was revealed? Now, I'm digressing from what I was going to speak about because I thought this was a very good point with regards to the Shani Nuzul. When our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to this earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him an example for all of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give him any male offspring who survived him. Does everybody understand? He had no sons to survive him. Now, in our communities, we believe having a son is a very, very good thing. A very, very good thing. Now, if it was so important to have a male offspring, do you reckon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have given our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam one? He would have. Now, the word the Quraysh, the people used to use about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was abtar. Abtar, which means cut off. When he passes away, he's got no male offspring left. He's got no one left. Everybody will forget him. Everybody will forget him. We don't need to worry about him. But in actual fact, it's the opposite way around. Those people who said these words, no one remembers them, but everybody remembers Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. And then in Alam Nashra, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says? وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. And we will raise his remembrance. Every single second of every single minute of every single hour of every single day, someone is mentioning the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whether this is reciting durood, whether this is reciting the adhan, whether this is reciting the durood in salah, whether this is learning or reading about the seerah, every single second, there is no person who is more remembered than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the point I was making is, when we learn about the seerah, we will learn why certain verses, certain surahs were actually revealed. Now, when our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the 6th year of Hijrah, intended to go to Makkah, he wanted to go to perform Umrah. Now, before this time, they had various battles with the Quraysh. The Battle of Badr had taken place, the Battle of Uhud, the Battle of Khandaq. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to go and perform Umrah in the 6th year. They went all the way to Makkah, but what happened? The Quraysh did not let them in. The Quraysh did not let them in. Eventually, they had an agreement, and the Treaty of Hudaybiyah was agreed between the Quraysh and the Muslims. And one of the terms of this treaty would be that this year the Muslims would not perform Umrah. You have to go back. And next year you will come to Makkah, the people of the Quraysh will vacate Makkah for 3 days, you come and perform your Umrah. So this was agreed. Now when this was agreed, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out of Ihram, as well as the other Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and they started to make their way back to Medina. The companions radiallahu anhum were very upset, very dejected, that they could not carry out Umrah. Imagine us, we go all the way in our Ihram and we can't go. We get stopped at customs. Sorry, you can't go any further. Your visa's not correct. You haven't got the right injections. Yeah? Imagine how upset we would be. And these people had walked for many, many, many days. So now they are walking back. On the way back, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Surah Al-Fath, the victory, in which He promised the Muslims a great victory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَتَدْخُلُنَّ الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامَ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ آمِنِينَ مُحَلِّكِينَ رُؤُوسَكُمْ وَمُقَسِّرِينَ لَا تَخَافُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you will definitely enter the sacred mosque, inshaAllah, if Allah wills, peacefully, with your head shaved and your hairs cut short, having no fear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised them. What happened? He also promised them a great bounty. Very soon after this, the Battle of Khaybar took place, where the Muslims earned so much bounty. So many spoils of war came into their position or possession. And the following year, as per the terms of the treaty, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and done Umratul Qadha. Subhanallah. Many acts which were done in Umratul Qadha are still done today in Hajj. For example, the Ramal. Why was the Ramal done? You know, when we do tawaf and we march like this, it was in the time of Umratul Qadha, because the people of the Quraysh thought the Muslims have become weak. The fever of Medina has overtaken the Muslims. Our Prophet ﷺ said, no, do you know when they see you, they were on the mountain, Jabal Kaykaan, I think it was. And they were looking at the Muslims. Our Prophet ﷺ told them, march. How do you march? Like a wrestler when he comes into the ring. And when the Quraysh saw the Muslims marching like this, they thought, wow, these guys, there's nothing wrong with these guys. SubhanAllah, look at them. And to commemorate this action, we still do it to this day, SubhanAllah. Yeah? Many of these actions that were done in those times. And not only that, the following year after that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam marched on Makkah with 10,000 Muslims and Makkah was conquered, SubhanAllah. Makkah, the city of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was liberated. So the point going back, when we learn about the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will learn about the revelation of the surahs, of the verses. So now when we read the Quran, it becomes more meaningful. We understand why we are reading this. When it was revealed, we can understand the meaning behind it, and our attachment with the Quran will become greater. We will not only learn about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but also about his family. Yeah, it's a very sad fact. If I said to you, name me the whole Manchester United team, you will all be able to tell me, or many people will be able to tell me, including the substitutes. But if I ask someone, what was the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's children? Forget the names, they don't even know how many children he had. What was the name of his mother, his father, his uncle, his aunts, his grandparents? Many of us don't know. But when we learn about the seerah, we will learn about the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We will learn about his companions radiallahu anhum. Because of who we are here today. Because what did they do? They propagated the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and spread it throughout the whole world. Now, don't their stories deserve to be told? Don't their stories deserve to be listened to? Don't they also deserve to be praised? Inshallah, we will learn this when we learn about the seerah. We will understand the challenges the early Muslims went through, the sacrifices they made for Islam, so Islam can come to us today, sitting thousands and thousands of miles away, talking about them, SubhanAllah. We hear the stories of Bilal radiallahu anhu, Ammar radiallahu anhu, Sumayya radiallahu anha. Look at the ultimate sacrifices they gave. Yeah. We will learn about them as well. There are thousands and thousands of stories, inshallah, that we will learn. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not only the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he had many other responsibilities. He just wasn't a prophet. He had to look after all aspects for all of the Muslims. He also had a family. He was a father, a husband, a cousin, a nephew, a son-in-law, a father-in-law. When we learn about the seerah, we will learn how he treated other people. And in that, then we can learn how we should treat other people. SubhanAllah. Yeah, when we learn how he treated other people. We will learn how he ate, how he slept, how he dressed, how he greeted people, how he consulted people, how he attended to people's needs, and we can implement these teachings into our lives as well. We will learn about this orphan whose father passed away even before he was born, SubhanAllah, who spent the early years in the care of a foster mother, Halima radiallahu anha. His mother passed away when he was only 6. He was then taken back to Makkah by their maidservant, Barakah, to be given under care to his grandfather, Abdul Muttalib. Less than 2 years, approximately 2 years, at the age of 8, he now loses his grandfather. Not only has he lost his mother, his father, his grandfather as well. This person we will learn about, who was of excellent character, who married a woman 15 years older than him, SubhanAllah. You know, sometimes when someone says, we need to look for a girl for our son, oh, we found one, but she's a year older. No, has to be younger. Look at the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He married a woman who was 15 years older. Number two, he married a woman who was married before. Yeah, again, would we get our child married to a woman who's been married before? No. But look at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not only that, he married a woman who had already children. Look at the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and look at our example. Yeah, look at how our culture supersedes our religious beliefs. Go back, look at how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, look at the example that he set. We will learn about this person who received prophethood at the age of 40. And when he announced his prophethood, not one, but two of his daughters were divorced by their husbands. Ask that father whose daughter has come home, how they feel when their daughter is divorced and they come home. This happened to our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not with one daughter, two daughters. And who were they married to? The sons of his uncle, his own cousins. Yeah, the sons of Abu Lahab. We will learn about this person. We will learn about this person who left the city of his birth. He had to migrate to Medina in the middle of the night, where he established the first Islamic society. Imagine leaving behind your family, your possessions, everything that you ever lived for, you worked for. In the blink of an eye, you have to leave it. And this wasn't done just by Rasulullah. This was done by all of the Muhajirun, all of the people who migrated from Makkah. We will learn about this person who spent 23 years propagating the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These 23 years would have such an impact on the whole world that it will never be the same again until the day of Qiyamah. Learning about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a beautiful journey. In the book, The Contribution to Sira Literature by the Ulama of Deoband, a very lovely example is quoted. And I want to share this quote with you today. And just think about these words. The life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is equivalent to a beautiful garden. What is it like? A beautiful garden. Now the fragrance of the flowers spread wisdom and freshness even today, subhanAllah. Even today, we can smell the beautiful fragrance of the flowers. Now, this garden invites each and every one of you to come to the garden and pick the flowers. Yeah? Now, it is up to the capacity and the nature of the beholder, meaning us, to pick as many flowers as we want. SubhanAllah. How many flowers do we want to pick? The life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a perfect model and an example for all Muslims. And the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has great importance for Muslims as far as our religion and beliefs are concerned. His personality illuminates every aspect of human life. And in every field of human activity, his conduct was perfect. And he was a beacon of light for others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to learn about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah, this will increase our love for him. Do you know when we come to events like today? Yeah, when Hafiz Sahib was reading the Nasheed, our love comes to the surface. Yeah, it comes out. We feel this zeal, this interest, this want to learn more about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we should try and attend gatherings like this. We should try and attend gatherings of seerah as well. And inshallah, this will increase our love for him, our respect for him, our connection with him. And this can only mean one thing, which is benefit for ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept today's gathering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept Maulana's and everybody else's efforts who has made today's gathering possible. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means of salvation for all of us. Jazakallah khair. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Jazakallah.
Jazakallah, Maulana. JazakAllah to Maulana for giving us an overview of the blessed seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And before I would like to invite our honourable guest, Sheikhul Hadith, Maulana Abdul Rahim Sahib Limbada, I'd like to ask Qadi Zakir Sahib to render a nasheed for us, and inshallah thereafter our honourable guest will be the sorry, my apologies, Qadi Sahib. Qadi Naeem Sahib. But inshallah, he's going to make the zikr of Allah, so he's zakir as well, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Do Shaykh Balliji. I request all brothers to join in, inshallah. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد inshallah together. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد together inshallah اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد اللهم سيدنا ومولانا محمد جب حسن تھا ان کا جلوانما جب حسن تھا ان کا جلوانما انوار کا عالم کیا ہوگا انوار کا عالم کیا ہوگا ہر کوئی فدا ہے بن دیکھے ہر کوئی فدا ہے بن دیکھے دیدار کا عالم کیا ہوگا اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا معراج کی شب جب اللہ نے محبوب اپنے کو بلوایا معراج کی شب جب اللہ نے محبوب اپنے کو بلوایا سوچو تو صحیح ان دونوں کی سوچو تو صحیح ان دونوں کی گفتار کا عالم کیا ہوگا اللہم صلی علی سیدنا و مولانا محمد اللہم صلی علی سیدنا و مولانا محمد اللہم صلی علی سیدنا و مولانا محمد Another night, inshallah. Request brothers to join in again. Aisa muahat, aisa muambar, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aisa muahat, aisa muambar, صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم 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 قرآن اترا آنگن میں ان کے قرآن اترا آنگن میں ان کے کیا کچھ نہیں ہے دامن میں ان کے کیا کچھ نہیں ہے دامن میں ان کے انا اعطینا الکوثر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم چاہے تو تو کرے چاند کے کر دے
chahe to tukde chand ke kar de hukm e khuda se qibla badal de hukm e khuda se قبلہ بدل دے ہر ایک ادا ہے محبوب داور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ایسا معطر ایسا معنبر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
Jazakallah for that nasheed and naat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means of our increasing the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Without further ado, I would like to invite our very, very honorable guest, Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Maulana Abdul Rahim Limbada Sahab. But before I ask Hazrat to speak, I'd just like to introduce our guest so that at least we can appreciate, at least we can appreciate the value of the guest that we have. Hazrat has been a teacher for many years in Darul Uloom Bari. He studied there, and then he continued his studies in Darul Uloom Saharanpur, where he studied under the very great and eminent Muhaddith Sheikh Yunus Rahmatullah Alayh, who was the preeminent student of Sheikhul Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayh. Hazrat has also now established a very thriving madrasa in Bolton, where Hazrat is a Sheikhul Hadith. He's an author of many books as well. He does Quran tafsir on a weekly basis, and Hazrat travels almost maybe daily basis around the country delivering talks. Today is here, tomorrow is going to be elsewhere, and we are very, very honored. Honestly, we are very honored to have him in our midst today. And without a further ado, I'd like to ask Hazrat to give us his nasiha and bless us with the talk on the seer of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Jazakallahu khaira, ahsana al-jaza. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala rasulihi an-nabiyil ummiyil karim wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. Thoda thoda aage badh jao. Move forward a little bit. Bahut phele hue hain, scattered hain. MashaAllah, that's better. Sahaba-e Kiram would sit. If you were to spread a sheet over them, there wouldn't be any gaps in the middle. That's the adab of sitting in a dini majlis, religious gathering. May Allah give us tawfiq to hold on to all adab. Respected elders, brothers, friends, young ones, first of all, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all His blessings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the tawfiq to come here and sit in this beautiful majlis, listen to the beautiful talk rendered by Hazrat Maulana Ibrahim Sahab all the way from Coventry. He's come to address us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all His efforts. May Allah accept all His books which He has written. May Allah make them all beneficial for the whole world. May Allah spread His views around the world. Also, I would like to thank our highly respected Maulana Abu Bakr Sahab and Mufti Muzakkir Sahab and the committee and community for inviting me. MashaAllah, Ashton Underline is like local to us. We were here in no time. So, Alhamdulillah, we live in Bolton, close by, not much of a travel. Alhamdulillah, you invite us. Such a nice, beautiful masjid. You know, as soon as we enter the masjid, we're taken by the awe of the masjid, mashallah. Very nice, beautiful, red-colored carpet, large masjid. You should appreciate and value this ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always come to pray namaz in the masjid. You know, there is one hadith in Abu Dawud Sharif which says, "Man tatahhara fi baytihi thumma kharaja ila al-masjid fa ajruhu ka ajri al-hajj al-muhrim." Whoever does wudu in his house and then walks to the masjid, his sawab and reward is like, similar to the sawab of a haji who puts ihram on and goes to the house of Allah. Koi aadmi apne ghar mein wuzu kare aur masjid ki taraf chale to usko aisa sawab milta hai jaise koi aadmi ihram pehenkar haj karne ke liye Allah ke ghar chala. Koshish ye karo ke ghar se wuzu karke aao, haath mein tasbih pakdo, kalma padhte padhte darood sharif padhte padhte aao. Allah hame masjid aane ke adab ki waqifiyat bhi naseeb kare aur us par amal ki bhi taufeeq naseeb farmaye. Amin. Dosto buzurgo, ladies, aaj ka jalsa Siratul Nabi is about the seerat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And you know, when someone tells you to talk about seerat, there's so much to talk about, your mind is boggled. You don't know where to start from. Shall I talk about this? Shall I talk about that? Shall I talk about this? Shall I talk about the time of humanity before his birth? Should I talk about his Maulid Sharif, Milad Sharif? Should I talk about his youth, how he grew up? Should I talk about his life before Nubuwwat or life after Nubuwwat? Makki zindagi, Madani zindagi. Should I talk about his mu'jizat and his miracle? About his ghazawat? About his achievements? Should I talk about his hadith sharif, Quran sharif? Should I talk about his sahaba, his companions? Should I talk about his migration, hijrat? Should I talk about his death? Should I talk about what happened after his death? There's so much to talk about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There's no a human being on the face of this earth regarding whom a fraction of that has been written, what has been written for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Is ruhe zameen par koi insaan aisa hai hi nahi jiske bare mein kuch thoda sa bhi itna likha gaya ho jitna us huzur e akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam ke bare mein likha gaya. Ek arabi shair ne Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam ki praise mein 40,000 شعر لکھے. کتنے شعر لکھے؟ 40,000. لاش شعر میں لکھا, ورق تمام ہوا قصہ باقی ہے, ساری عمر لکھا مدح باقی ہے, قلم ہے آب لاپا مدح باقی ہے. I've written all my life but his praise still remains. My pen has tired out, but his praise still remains. We cannot just do justice to the praise he deserves. Another shair said, لا يمكن الثناء كما كان حقه بعد از خدا توی بزرگ قصہ مختصر. آپ کی تعریف کر ہی نہیں سکتے جتنے کہ آپ deserve کرتے ہیں, جتنا آپ کا حق ہے. بس I can just say one sentence. Ek jumla mein kehta hoon, khuda ke baad aapka number hai, kissa finished. After Allah, it's you, not Jibreel, not Mikael, not any other angel, not any other prophet. After Allah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah and wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. This reminds me, jab alam nashrah, ابھی قاری مقبول صاحب نے اتنے بہترین انداز میں ایک سانس میں پوری سورت پڑھ کر سنا دی ہم کو. جب علم نشرح لک صدرک ووضعنا عنک وزرک الذی انقض ظہرک ورفعنا لک ذکرک. آیت اتری, نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے جبریل امین علیہ السلام سے پوچھا, جبریل یہ ورفعنا لک ذکرک کیا ہے, اس کا کیا مطلب ہے؟ ہم نے آپ کا نام بلند کر دیا. تو جبریل علیہ السلام نے کہا اللہ سے ہی پوچھ کر بتائیں گے. اللہ رب العزت والجلال نے جبریل امین علیہ السلام سے کہا جاؤ میرے پیارے حبیب کو بتاؤ اذا ذکر تو ذکرتا, جب میرا نام لیا جائے گا تو آپ کا نام بھی لیا جائے گا. پانچ مرتبہ دن میں اذان ہوگی, جب اشہد لا الہ الا اللہ مؤذن کہے گا تو ساتھ بولے گا اشہد ان محمدن رسول اللہ. کسی غیر مسلم نے مسلمان بننا ہے تو جب تک لا الہ الا اللہ کے بعد محمد الرسول اللہ نہ پڑھے مسلمان نہیں ہوگا. کوئی خطبہ دینا ہے خطیب نے جمعہ کے دن, جب تک اشہد لا الہ الا اللہ کے بعد اشہد ان محمد رسول اللہ نہیں پڑھے گا خطبہ صحیح نہیں ہوگا. نکاح کا خطبہ ہو, جمعہ کا خطبہ ہو, جہاں کہیں بھی کلمہ توحید آئے گا تو رسالت کا تذکرہ بھی ضرور آئے گا اس کے ساتھ. ورفعنا لک ذکرک, آپ کا نام بہت اونچا کر دیا, بہت اونچا کر دیا, بہت اونچا کر دیا. حسان ابن ثابت رضی اللہ عنہ سے ضم الالہ اسم النبی الہ اسمہ, ضم الالہ اسم النبی الہ اسمہ اذا قال المؤذن فی الخمس اشہدو وشق له من اسمہ کی یجلہ فذو العرش محمود وہذا محمد. ہائے ہائے حسان تیری شاعری بھی قربان جائے, کیا شان ہے. خدا پاک جل وعلا نے نبی کا نام اپنے نام سے کنیکٹ کر دیا, جوڑ دیا. جب مؤذن پانچ مرتبہ اذان میں اشہدو کہتا ہے اور خدا نے نبی کا نام اپنے نام سے نکالا, عرش والا خدا محمود ہے اور یہ محمد ہے, دونوں حمد سے نکلے ہیں. خدا پاک محمود ہے, ہر وقت خدا کی تعریف ہوتی ہے دنیا میں. کھانا کھاتے ہیں تو الحمدللہ, پانی پیتے ہیں تو الحمدللہ, سو کر اٹھتے ہیں تو الحمدللہ, استنجا سے نکلتے ہیں تو الحمدللہ, کوئی اچھی چیز ہوتی ہے تو الحمدللہ, ہر وقت اللہ کی حمد ہوتی ہے. اللہ محمود ہے اور یہاں محمد ہے, جن کی بہت حمد ہوتی ہے ساری دنیا ان کی حمد کرتی ہے, ساری دنیا ان کی تعریف کرتی ہے, ان کی پریز کرتی ہے, سب ان کو مانتے ہیں, قبول کرتے ہیں. اپنے تو اپنے پرائے بھی کہتے ہیں محمد بڑے اچھے انسان تھے. بات یاد آ گئی, ابو جہل جانی دشمن, ایک مرتبہ he says to the prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یا محمد انا لا نکذبوک ولکن نکذب ما جئت به. اے محمد تو تو بڑا شریف آدمی ہے, تو کبھی جھوٹ نہیں بولا, پوری زندگی 40 سال تو ہمیشہ سچ بولا ہے, ہم تجھ کو جھوٹا نہیں کہتے, لیکن یہ قرآن جو تو سناتا ہے نا یہ جھوٹا ہے, ہم اس کو نہیں مانتے. دشمن ہے لیکن تعریف کر رہا ہے. اللہ نے اس پر آیت اتاری فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يُكَذِّبُونَكَ وَلَاكِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ. بے شک یہ لوگ آپ کو جھوٹا نہیں کہتے, اللہ کی کلام کو اور اللہ کی آیتوں کو جھوٹا کہتے ہیں. تو نبی کی شان ہے, دشمن بھی اعتراف کرتے ہیں. 15ویں سپارے میں سورہ بنی اسرائیل میں آیت ہے وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا وَجَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَن يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا وَإِذَا ذَكَرْتَ رَبَّكَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ وَحْدَهُ وَلَّوْا عَلَى أَدْبَارِهِمْ نُفُورًا. آپ جب قرآن پڑھتے ہیں when you recite قرآن شریف, تو ہم آپ کے درمیان اور جو لوگ آخرت کو نہیں مانتے ان کے درمیان ایک پردہ لٹکا دیتے ہیں, ان کے دل پر ایک ڈھکن چڑھ جاتا ہے, وہ نہیں سمجھ پاتے اس کلام کو. اس کے شان نزول میں لکھا ہے it's written about the cause of revelation of this ayat that the mushrikeen used to love the tilawat of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had the most beautiful of voices and his lehja, his tune was very beautiful.
Abu Hassan al-Sindi rahmatullahi alayhi has written, كانت في قراءة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سرعة وطي لسان. In the tilawat of Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم, there was a little bit of speed and tune. طي لسان, waves. It wasn't one straight qiraat. He used to have tunes, up, down, you know, beautiful tune. When you read with tune, then even long surat will look like very small. But if you read without tune, then small surat will look like very long. Bhai Imam sahab kab qiraat khatam kare? To tune se padho, lehje se padho. Lehje mein ek lazzat hai. Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka lehja bada pyara tha. Very nice. And Quran, to Quran hai. Hai hai. Ek mushrik sunne ke liye aaya tha. Ek mushrik sunne nahi, huzur ko kuch advice karne ke liye aaya tha. Compromise. کہ ہم لوگ کمپرومائز کر لیتے ہیں. حضور نے اس کی بات سنی, اس کو کہا آپ کی بات فنش ہو گئی, کہا میری بات پوری ہو گئی. حضور نے ان دنوں فریش سورت اتری تھی, سورہ حمیم سجدہ, اس کے شروع کے دو صفحے پڑھ کر سنائے اس کو. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, حامیم, تنزیل من الرحمن الرحیم, کتاب فصلت آیاته قرآنا عربیا لقوم یعلمون بشیرا ونذیرا فاعرض اکثرهم فهم لا يسمعون وقالوا قلوبنا فی یکنة مما تدعونا الیه وفی آذاننا وقر ومن بیننا وبینک حجاب فاعمل اننا عاملون قل انما انا بشر مثلكم يوحى الي انما الهكم اله واحد فاستقيموا اليه واستغفروه وويل للمشركين الذين لا يؤتون الزكاة وهم بالآخرة هم كافرون ان الذين امنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم اجر غير ممنون قل ائنكم لتكفرون بالذي خلق الارض في يومين وتجعلون له أندادا ذلك رب العالمين وجعل فيها رواسي من فوقها وبارك فيها وقدر فيها أقواتها في أربعة أيام سواء للسائلين ثم استوى إلى السماء وهي دخان فقال لها وللأرض ائتيا طوعا أو كرها قالتا أتينا طائعين فقضاهن سبع سماوات في يومين وأوحى في كل سماء أمرها وزينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وحفظا ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم فإن أعرضوا فقل أنذرتكم صاعقة مثل صاعقة عاد وثمود. یہاں تک حضور پہنچے, اس نے کہا محمد بس 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 موٹ ہو گئے آگے مت پڑھو, کیونکہ فإن أعرضوا میں آگے وارننگ آ رہی تھی, اگر اعراض کرو گے, منہ پھیرو گے, تو قوم عاد اور ثمود پر جو عذاب آیا تھا وہ تم پر بھی آ سکتا ہے. اس نے کہا محمد بس بس بس, اب جو ہے ان کی تو حالت بدل گئی ہے. یہ آئے تھے حضور کو نصیحت کرنے, لیکن حضور کے پاس سے اٹھے تو عجیب کیفیت ہو گئی. جس کمیٹی نے ان کو حضور کے پاس بھیجا تھا, جب یہ وہاں پہنچے ہیں, کہنے لگے بھائی محمد نے جو قرآن سنایا ایسا کلام تو میں نے کبھی سنا ہی نہیں. ان له لطلاوة وان عليه لحلاوة وان اعلاه لمثمر واسفله لمغدق واني ارى ان تتبعوه. قسم خدا کی ایسا کلام تو میں نے کبھی سنا ہی نہیں. اس میں ایک عجیب فریشنس اور تازگی ہے, اور اس میں ایک عجیب حلاوت اور سویٹنس اور مٹھاس ہے. اور یہ تو ایسا درخت ہے کہ جس کی جڑیں زمین میں خوب اچھی طرح مضبوط جمی ہوئی ہیں, اور اس کی شاخیں آسمان میں جا کر خوب پھل دے رہی ہیں, فروٹ دے رہی ہیں. میرا مشورہ تو ہے محبت کی بات مان لو. لیکن انہوں نے کہا شو 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 بیٹھو بیٹھو, محمد نے جادو کر لیا ہے تم پر, پانی پلاؤ ان کو کچھ. محمد نے باجی کون یو گیو می سم واٹر ڈرنک. اب ہی واز آن دا ورج آف ایکسیپٹنگ, لیکن انہوں نے یہ بری صحبت, بیڈ کمپنی نے اس کا دماغ خراب کر دیا, نہیں ماننے دیا اس کو. یہ تھا ولید بن مغیرہ, نہیں ولید بن مغیرہ نہیں, ابو الولید Walid ka baap, Abul Walid, Utbah ibn Rabia. To mushrikeen used to love Huzur's tilawat. They used to come to listen to him. One night, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reciting his Quran after Isha namaz. He was outside. He was praying his tahajjud and he was reading with a little bit of tune and raised voice. People around him could hear. Now when he recited Quran Sharif, when he finished, he did his salam. There were leaders of mushrikeen, Abu Jahl, Utbah, Shayba, Abu Sufyan. They were hiding behind the bushes and listening to him, enjoying his tilawat. When he finished, they all sprung up and ran and they bumped into one another and looking at one another's faces. Arey bhai, hum din mein to logon ko mana karte hain ki Muhammad ke paas mat jao aur raat ko hum khud uska Quran sunne aa jaate. That's not right. चुपचाप से खुदूर का कुरान सुनने आते थे और मजा लेते थे. उन्होंने कहा अब कल से नहीं आने का, किसी ने देख लिया तो प्रॉब्लम हो जाएगा. Someone sees there will be problem. Tomorrow we shouldn't come. Okay, no problem. Tomorrow we don't come. But next night they still again there listening to his tilawat. Allah said the kafir come to listen to you, but there is a curtain on their hearts, and that curtain is the curtain of kufr and disbelief. That curtain does not let them understand what Quran is trying to say. It does not let them accept it. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his maqam, his shan, what can we talk about his shan? Maulana Ibrahim sahab was mentioning that the best kalam was sent to the best of human beings through the best of angels and in the best of places, on the best of nights, in the best of languages. So the kalam perfected in all ways, all by all, in all channels, har tarah se ye kalam perfect or complete or full nikal aaya. Itna badhiya kalam sabse aakhiri nabi ko, sabse best nabi ko, sabse best farishte ke zariye, sabse best language mein, sabse best jagah par aur sabse zyada best raat mein Allah ne isko nazil farmaya. Har tarah se sharif aur noble aur behtareen aur afzal kalam pak nazil hua aap par. Mere dosto buzurgo, hum us نبی کے نام لیوا ہیں, ہم اس نبی کی امت ہیں. We are his امت. We should study our نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and recognize his حقوق, his rights over us. حضور کے ہم پر بہت حق ہے, ہم نے حضور کی حق پہچاننا ضروری ہے. دیکھیے سب سے پہلا حق تو کیا ہے, ہم حضور اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پر ایمان لائیں, ہے نا بھائی. قرآن کہتا ہے فآمنوا باللہ ورسولہ, ایمان لاؤ اللہ پر اور اللہ کے رسول پر. والنور الذی انزلنا, اور اس نور پر جو ہم نے نازل کیا. کہیں فرمایا وَمَن لَّمْ يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَإِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ سَعِيرًا, جو ایمان نہ لائے اللہ پر اور اللہ کے رسول پر تو ایسے کافروں کے لیے بھڑکتی ہوئی آگ ریڈی ہے. رسول پر ایمان لانا ضروری ہے. It is فرض to have ایمان, faith, belief, proper faith, proper یقین in the nabuwat and risalat and messengership of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not enough to say I believe God is one. Nah, you can't put the brakes on there. There are many Unitarians among the Christians who don't believe in Trinity, they believe God is one. They don't believe Jesus was God, they believe Jesus was a prophet. But when it comes to Muhammad, they say, oh, Muhammad was a nice man, but we don't believe him as a prophet. No, that's not right. You have to believe in him as a nice man and as a prophet. You can't claim to believe in Allah and then say, oh, I believe in Allah, so I'll be saved from the fire of Jahannam. I don't need to do anything. No. You have to believe in Allah. You have to believe in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You have to believe in all the imaniyat. All the imaniyat. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhir wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah ta'ala wal ba'thi ba'd al maut wal jannatu haqqun wal naru haqqun. Everything you need to believe in, you have to have iman and faith in there. These days many youngsters, they doubt, they have shak in the risalat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No, it's not something to be surprised of. When many have shak in Allah, they have doubt in Allah, they've become agnostics. Some reach the level of being an atheist, denying Allah altogether. May Allah protect the iman of our young generation, our nasal. May Allah keep them strong on deen and iman. May Allah give them a life of taqwa, piety, parhizgari, ikhlas, sincerity, humility, understanding, sabr, shukr. Today, we see our young generation, day by day, is on a downfall, slippery slope. Mobile phone, biggest problem, big fitna. Social media, Toba, Astaghfirullah, greatest fitna. I just read this morning, this girl got really bad results. Her father was angry. He took away her mobile phone and all her gadgets, and said, you fail and you got bad results because of these. Let's go upstairs to your bedroom. So he took away her mobile phone, gadgets and everything, ordered her to go up the bedroom. She went in the bedroom. After an hour or so, they get a police phone call. Your daughter jumped out of the upstairs window, committed suicide. Her body is lying on the pavement since half an hour. She killed herself because her father took her mobile phone away from her. That was just for a little while. He was going to give her back anyway. But he was angry. Today, parents can't even say anything to the children. So, we need to work on our youngsters. Teach them seerat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Teach them the akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Teach them that first and foremost, you have to believe in your Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he is Rasul of Allah. Rasul of Allah. You know Rasul of Allah? Let me explain to you a bit more. Rasul is like an ambassador. Our British ambassador. Let's say British ambassador to Pakistan, whoever he is, right? They make some mashwara over here and they send that ambassador with some messages to Pakistan. Now he's an envoy. Pakistan will respect him. They will welcome him. They will listen to whatever message he brings. And they will try to work on it. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the king of all kings. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send Anbiya alayhim salam, who were like the ambassadors. And Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and final messenger of Allah. He brings Allah's message. Regarding dini matters, he does not speak on his own accord. He is inspired by Allah. Whatever he says is from Allah. That message is from Allah. Quran is from Allah. Hadith Sharif is from Allah. The difference is, in the Quran, the meaning and the words are both from Allah. And Quran is mutawatir. And in hadith, the meanings are inspired in the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he puts them into words and he says it. Whatever he says is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to believe in this. This is his first haq and first right. Do we all believe in this? Put your hands up. Put your hands up if you believe that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's Rasul. My young friends, why are you not putting your hands back up there? Say, La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Say three times, La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Why should we not say it when Quran says it? In the 26th Sipara, Suratul Fath, Allah said, هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا مُحَمَّدٌ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. When Allah says in the 4th Sipara, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ. When Allah says in Surah Al-Ahzab, 22nd Sipara, 2nd Ruku, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. He is Rasulullah and he is Khatamun Nabiyyin. No new prophet to come after him. No prophet will be born after him. He is the last and final prophet. You have to have this strong yaqeen and iman in the risalat and nabuwat and messengership of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is his first haq, first right. Then, second haq and right of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his muhabbat. Love. And love can vary. Little bit of love, medium love, intense love. With regards to Allah and His Rasul, which type of love is needed? You tell me. Bolo? Intensity of the love. Which in Urdu is called ishq. Allah hum sabko aashiq-e-rasool bana de. کہو آمین. اللہ ہم سب کو عاشق رسول بنا دے. صحیح معنی میں عاشق رسول بنا دے. عشق رسول بڑا نرالا ہے. کوئی کیا بتائے کہ چیز کیا, یہ گداز عشق رسول ہے. کوئی کیا بتائے کہ چیز کیا, یہ گداز عشق رسول ہے. جو نہاں ہو دل میں تو آگ ہے, جو نظر میں آئے تو پھول ہے. جو نہاں ہو دل میں تو آگ ہے, جو نظر میں آئے تو پھول ہے. عشق رسول is like that fire and the spark which is hidden in the stones. When you strike them, the spark comes out. So عشق رسول دل میں چھپا ہوتا ہے, جیسے پتھر میں آگ چھپی ہوتی ہے. جب پتھر کو پتھر سے مارتے ہیں تو spark اور آگ نکلتی ہے. ہر مومن کے دل میں عشق رسول چھپا ہوا ہے. ہاں, جب یہ عشق رسول بڑھے اور رسول اللہ کی اتباع کرے اور محبت میں اضافہ ہو تو یہ پھول کی طرح نظر آتا ہے. جیسے گلاب کا پھول کھلتا ہے تو وہ آدمی بھی عشق رسول میں کھلتا ہے, نکھر آتا ہے, نظر آتا ہے کہ یہ عاشق رسول ہے. اللہ ہم کو صحیح معنی میں عاشق رسول بنا دے. صحابہ جیسا عشق نصیب فرمائے. کیسا عشق تھا صحابہ کو. ہائے ہائے, اپنا سب کچھ قربان کر دیا. تن من دھن جان مال عزت آبرو اولاد ٹائم وقت سب کچھ جان قربان کر دی حضور کے لیے. یہ انہی کا دل گردہ تھا, انہی کی شان تھی. اللہ نے ایک ایک صحابی کو اپنے نبی کے لیے سلیکٹ کیا تھا, چوز کیا تھا. ابو بکر کو اللہ نے چوز کیا, عمر کو اللہ نے چوز کیا, عثمان کو اللہ نے سلیکٹ کیا, علی کو اللہ نے سلیکٹ کیا, عشر مبشرہ کو سلیکٹ کیا, اصحاب بدر کو سلیکٹ کیا, ازواج مطہرات کو سلیکٹ کیا اور صحابہ صحابیات کو سلیکٹ کیا. ایک ایک چیز اللہ نے اپنے نبی کے لیے پک کر کے ایک سائٹ پر کر دی کہ یہ بیسٹ ہیں. فرمایا اکرمو اصحابی فانہم خیارکم, میری امت میں سب سے برگزیدہ میرے صحابہ ہیں, ان کی عزت کرنا. Honor my sahaba, they are the best among my ummah. Allah chose each and every sahabi for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, each and every sahabiya, each and every wife for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah loved Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much. Sahaba loved him so much. Nobody can come to love him like sahaba loved him. Once our حضرت اقدس مولانا رشید احمد گنگوہی رحمت اللہ علیہ was sitting. He was in deep thoughts. One of the khadim said, حضرت آپ ٹھیک ہیں, کوئی چیز کی ضرورت ہے, you need something, can I get you something? And حضرت مولانا رشید احمد صاحب گنگوہی رحمت اللہ علیہ replied, ہاں بھائی میں یہ سوچ رہا تھا کہ حضرات صحابہ کرام کو حضرت نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے کس قدر عشق تھا, کاش کہ ہم کو اس کا ایک شمع بھی مل جائے تو ہم کامیاب ہو جائیں. He said the amount of عشق and love صحابہ کرام had for نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, if we can get a small amount of that عشق then we would be successful. Now, talk about Ishq of Sahaba. What can you say? They used to come in his majlis. They used to love sitting with him. He was such a nice person. He was a gentleman. They used to love staying close to him. You know, there is an ayat in Quran Sharif which was revealed upon the question of a sahabi. One sahabi came and he said, Ya Rasulullah, you know, Alhamdulillah, you are here among us. We love you so much. You know, sometimes I'm sitting at home with my wife, my kids, everyone around me. But then I think about you, I get restless. I just get up and come here and I see your blessed face and I feel really nice and feel sukoon and tranquility. Now I'm thinking that I'm gonna die, you're gonna die, and in Jannah you will be high in the loftiest Jannah with the Nabiyeen, Siddiqeen, the Anbiya Kiram alayhimus salam, and I will be somewhere down in somewhere small Jannah. I won't be able to see you in Jannah. What good is that Jannah where I can't see you? کیا کہا سرکار, یہاں پر دنیا میں ہم اپنے بیوی بچوں کے ساتھ بیٹھے ہوتے ہیں, انجوائے کر رہے ہوتے ہیں, کھا پیتے ہیں, کھاتے پیتے ہیں, لیکن میری آپ کی یاد ستاتی ہے, بے چین ہو جاتے ہیں, تو اٹھ کر جھٹ سے آپ کے پاس آتے ہیں, آپ کے چہرے کا دیدار ہوتا ہے, دل کو سکون ہو جاتا ہے, راحت ہو جاتی ہے, خوشی ہوتی ہے. اب سرکار موت تو مجھے بھی آنی ہے اور موت آپ کو بھی آنی ہے, اور پھر جنت میں جائیں گے تو آپ تو پتہ نہیں پیغمبروں کے ساتھ کہاں اونچی جنت میں ہوں گے, اور میں پتہ نہیں کیجیے کہاں پر نیچے لٹک رہا ہوں گا, کون سی چھوٹی جنت میں ہوں گا. اب اس جنت میں جس میں آپ کو ہم نہ دیکھ سکیں, آپ سے ملاقات نہ ہو سکے, اس جنت کا کیا فائدہ؟ کبھی ہم نے سوچا ایسا؟ صحابی کتنا عشق ہے اس کو کہ اس سے برداشت نہیں ہو رہا, بے چین ہو گیا. سرکار دو عالم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بھی خاموش رہے, کوئی جواب نہیں دیا, انتظار کیا کہ اوپر سے کوئی جواب آئے. اللہ نے فوراً جبریل امین علیہ السلام کو بھیج دیا, جاؤ میرے پیغمبر کو یہ آیت پہنچاؤ. وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِم مِّنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا ذَٰلِكَ الْفَضْلُ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَكَفَىٰ بِاللَّهِ عَلِيمًا.
ہائے ہائے, سرکار نے اس کو بلایا اور اس کو کہا تمہارا مسئلہ حل ہو گیا. آیت اتر گئی, جو کوئی اللہ کا حکم مانے گا, رسول کا کہنا مانے گا, تو ان لوگوں کو اللہ قیامت کے دن جنت میں ان کے ساتھ رکھیں گے جن پر اللہ نے خوب انعام کیے تھے, یعنی پیغمبروں کے ساتھ, صدیقین کے ساتھ, شہداء کے ساتھ, صالحین کے ساتھ, وہاں اللہ ان کو رکھیں گے. اور یہ بہترین, سب سے اچھے رفیق اور ساتھی ہیں, اور یہ بھی خدا کا ایک فضل ہے تمہارے اوپر, اور خدا ہر چیز کو جانتا ہے. یو ول بی ود دا پروفیٹس, یو ول بی کلوز ٹو دیم ان جنت. ڈونٹ وری, دا لائف آف جنت از سیملر, آئیڈینٹیکل ٹو دس ورلڈلی لائف, ایکسپٹ دیٹ اٹس آن اندر لیول. جسٹ ایز وی میٹ اینڈ گریٹ ون اندر ہیئر, سیملرلی وی ول میٹ اینڈ گریٹ ون اندر ان جنت ایز ویل. One sahabi came and he did some real good khidmat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam was very happy with his khidmat. Khidmat ki bahut jamkar khidmat ki, huzur ka dil khush ho gaya. Ab jab dil khush ho jata hai to kya kehte hain Allah wale bade, mang kya mangta hai, hain to aap sallallahu alayhi wasallam ne bhi us sahabi ko kaha, mang kya mangta hai, ask. What do you want? ہم جیسا کوئی ہوتا تو حضور ذرا دعا کر دو نا, ذرا روزی روٹی میں برکت ہو جائے, ذرا بچے نیک بن جائیں, ذرا گھر بار کا کام ہو جائے, ذرا گاڑی نہیں ہے مجھے گاڑی مل جائے, میرا بچہ جو ہے اس کا ایگزام ہے وہ پاس ہو جائے. کیونکہ ہم ایسی چیزوں میں ہمارا دماغ گھومتا ہے, ہم ایسی چیز کہتے ہاں جی, ہم ایسے ہی مانگتے. لیکن جو بڑے ہوتے ہیں وہ بڑی چیز مانگتے ہیں, بڑی چیز مانگتے ہیں. اس پر ایک اور قصہ یاد آ گیا. حضرت خواجہ باقی باللہ رحمت اللہ علیہ بڑے اولیاء میں گزرے ہیں, دلی میں رہتے تھے. حضرت کا حال تو ایسا ہی تھا, گزارا ہوتا تھا. ایک مرتبہ حضرت کی ہاں کچھ معزز مہمان آ گئے اور گھر میں کچھ کھانے کو تھا نہیں, فاقہ تھا. حضرت پریشان ہو گئے کہ مہمان آئے ہیں اور گھر میں کچھ کھانے کو ہے نہیں. خیر, مہمانوں کو بٹھایا, کچھ ذرا ٹھنڈا ونڈا پلایا. ذرا حضرت کے گھر کے سامنے ایک ہوٹل والا تھا, ہوٹل چلتی تھی اس کی نان بھائی. اس نے دیکھا کہ حضرت کے یہاں بے وقت مہمان آ گئے ہیں اور حضرت کے یہاں کھانا وانا ہوگا نہیں. اس نے جلدی سے کھانے کی فرسٹ کلاس ایک ٹرے تیار کی, گرم گرم روٹی اور کھانا اور یہ اور سب کچھ تیار کر کے چادر ڈھانک کے وہ پوری ٹرے حضرت کے گھر لایا. حضرت خوش ہو گئے, سو بٹھایا, مہمانوں کے سامنے کھانا رکھا, سب نے پیٹ بھر کے کھانا کھایا. حضرت دل باغ باغ ہو گیا, خوش ہو گئے. حضرت نے اس سے کہا, اس نان بھائی سے, اس ہوٹلیئر سے, مانگ کیا مانگتا ہے, ask what do you want, I'll make dua for you, whatever dua you want I'll make that dua for you. And you know what he said, he said, Hazrat, apne jaisa bana dijiye, make me like you. Hazrat said, kuch aur mang. Usne kaha, nahi, yehi chahiye, apne jaisa bana dijiye. Hazrat ne phir kaha, kuch aur mang. Usne kaha, Hazrat, apne jaisa bana dijiye. Hazrat ne kaha, theek. حضرت اس کو ایک حجرے میں لے گئے اس کے ساتھ اور گلے سے لپٹے, اپنی توجہ ڈالی اس کے اوپر. تھوڑی دیر بعد اس حجرے سے دونوں جب باہر نکلے تو دونوں کی شکل جیسی بھی ایک جیسی ہو گئی تھی. حضرت کی توجہ کا یہ اثر کہ ہی بگن ٹو لک لائک حضرت از ویل, ریزیمبلنس. فرق اتنا تھا کہ حضرت خواجہ باقی باللہ تو کول اینڈ کام تھے اور اس کا تو دماغ چکرایا ہوا تھا. کیونکہ حضرت کی اس قدر اچانک کی توجہ جو ہے وہ اسے برداشت نہیں ہو پائی.
اب تین دن تک وہ اس بےچینی اور کرب میں اور اس وجد کی عالم میں، جذب کی عالم میں رہا، تین دن بعد اس کا انتقال ہو گیا. لیکن وہ گیا اس دنیا سے خواجہ باقی باللہ کی کاپی بن کر. یہ بزرگوں کی توجہ ہوتی ہے، ہم تو اولیاء کو مانتے ہیں، اللہ والوں کا بڑا اونچا مقام ہے اللہ کے ہاں. وہ اللہ سے کچھ کہتے ہیں، اللہ ان کی سن لیتے ہیں، وہ جو کہتے ہیں اللہ اس کو کر دیتے ہیں. میرے ولی نے یہ بات کہی، ایسا ہو کر رہے گا. مانگ کیا مانگتا ہے؟ اس صحابی کو بھی حضور نے کہا کہ تو نے خدمت کی ہے، مانگ کیا مانگتا ہے؟ What do you want? And you know what the صحابی said? He said, اسألوک مرافقتک فی الجنہ. مجھے جنت میں آپ کا رفیق، ساتھی، کمپینین بننا ہے. I want to be your رفیق and companion in جنت. اور نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم asked him as well, اوہ غیر ذالک، کچھ اور مانگو یار. اس نے کہا ہوا ذاک یا رسول اللہ، یہی چاہیے. حضور نے فرمایا فَأَعِنِّي عَلَى نَفْسِكَ بِكَثْرَةِ السُّجُودِ. ٹھیک ہے میں دعا کروں گا تیرے لیے، لیکن تجھے بھی ایک کام کرنا پڑے گا. تیرا نفس تجھے نماز نہیں پڑھنے دے گا، سجدہ نہیں کرنے دے گا، تو تجھے خوب سجدے کرنے پڑیں گے، خوب نفلیں پڑھنی پڑیں گی، تو میرا رفیق ہوگا جنت میں. Your ego won't let you do sajdas, so don't listen to your nafs, don't follow your nafs. Do kasratus sujood. Get up in the middle of the night. Pray tahajjud. Pray tahajjud. Alaykum bi qiyamil layl, fa innahu da'bu s-salihin qablakum. Wa inna qiyamal layl qurbatun lakum ila rabbikum. وَمَغْفَرَةٌ لِلسَّيِّئَاتِ وَمَنْهَاةٌ عَنِ الْإِثْمِ وَمَطْرَدَةٌ لِلدَّاعِ عَنِ الْجَسَدِ. So we were talking about عشقِ رسول، صحابہ، their عشقِ رسول، عاشقِ رسول. You can go on, read about عشقِ رسول، read حکایتِ صحابہ of Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Nawwarallahu Marqadahu in Fazail Amal. There is a special chapter on the love of Sahaba for Rasul Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If you read that, that love will come in you as well, inshallah. How many huquq we mentioned of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Number one, believing in him. Number two, to love him. And number three, اطاعت، listening to him، obeying his instructions. Quran says وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولِ. اطاعت of Allah and اطاعت of رسول. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ وَإِن تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهَ وَمَنْ تَوَلَّى فَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَفِيظًا. اطاعت، اطاعت، اطاعت. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said in the حدیث مَنْ أَطَاعَنِي دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَقَدْ أَبَى. Whoever does my اطاعت، جو میرا کہنا مانے گا وہ جنت میں جائے گا، اور جو میرا کہنا نہیں مانے گا، اس نے میرا انکار کیا، مجھے ریفیوز کیا اسے. اب جب نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم حیات تھے اور آپ صحابہ کرام رضوان اللہ علیہ مجمعین کو کوئی حکم دے دیں فلاں کام کرو، تو اس صحابی پر وہ کام ضروری ہو جاتا تھا. اگر کسی صحابی کا نام تشکیل میں آ گیا اور لکھ دیا کہ تو نے فلاں اس میں جانا ہے، تو صحابی سب چھوڑ چھاڑ کے چل دیتا تھا. اس میں تشکیل ہوتی تھی، نام لکھے جاتے تھے. عبداللہ ابن رواحہ رضی اللہ عنہ کا ایک دفعہ ایک فوج میں نام لکھا گیا، ہو گیا, فوج بن گئی. اور فوج جو ہے صبح صبح روانہ ہو گئی, قافلہ روانہ ہو گیا. جمعہ کی نماز میں آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے دیکھا کہ عبداللہ ابن رواحہ گئی ہیں, تو نماز بعد ان سے پوچھا, ارے عبداللہ تم گئے نہیں, تمہارا نام تو لکھا گیا تھا. انہوں نے کہا حضور میں جا رہا ہوں, میرا سب کچھ ریڈی ہے, میں نے یہ سوچا کہ میں ذرا صبح یہاں گزار لوں, جمعہ آپ کے ساتھ پڑھ لوں, اور اس کے بعد میرا گھوڑا تو بہت فاسٹ دوڑتا ہے, میں ان کے ساتھ جوائن ہو جاؤں گا, کیونکہ فوج تو دھیرے دھیرے چلتی ہے. فرمایا او ہو, اگر تو روئے زمین کا سارا خزانہ خرچ کر دے تو بھی انہوں نے اس صبح کا جو ثواب پایا ہے وہ تو نہیں حاصل کر سکتا. قربانی جو دی ہے انہوں نے ایک صبح شام اللہ کے راستے میں دنیا و مافیا سے بہتر ہے. If you were to spend the whole khazana of the earth, then the thawab they got for spending this one morning by traveling in the path of Allah, you won't get that thawab. So his name was written in there. He was supposed to go. He was going to go. But because he delayed it, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reprimanded him, don't do this next time. Sahaba Rizwan Allah Majmain, if he said something, they would do it instantly. One sahabi was eager to go in jihad fi sabilillah. His name was written. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm ready to go, but there's one problem. And he said, my parents are crying. They are elderly. They are crying. And Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no, you can't go. Go back. Do khidmat of your parents. Make them smile like you made them cry. اِذْهَبْ فَاضْحِكْهُمَا كَمَا أَبْكَيْتَهُمَا. ماں باپ تیرے بوڑھے ہیں, تیری خدمت کے محتاج ہیں, تیرا نام بھلے لکھا گیا ہے جانا ہے, لیکن میں منع کر رہا ہوں, نہیں جانا ہے. تو واپس جا, اپنے ماں باپ کو خوش کر, جیسے ان کو رلایا ایسے ان کو ہنسا. نہیں جانے دیا حضور نے, ماننا پڑا ان کو, حالانکہ ان کا جی بہت چاہ رہا تھا. معلوم ہوا دین جو ہے یہ ہمارے شوق اور جذبے پر نہیں, دین جو ہے اللہ رسول کے حکم کے مطابق چلتا ہے. بعض مرتبہ ہم کو کسی چیز کا جذبہ شوق ہوتا ہے مگر اللہ رسول کچھ اور کہتے ہیں, اللہ رسول کا کہنا ماننا پڑے گا. اور اس کے علاوہ میں آپ سے سوال کرتا ہوں, میرے بھائیوں, میرے دوستوں, میرے بزرگوں, میری ماں اور بہنوں, ہم اللہ اللہ کے رسول کا حکم کتنا مانتے ہیں بتاؤ؟ شادی بیاہ میں, فنکشنز میں, اپنی گھریلو زندگی میں, پرائیویٹ لائف میں, پبلک لائف میں, کتنا مانتے ہیں ان کا حکم بتاؤ؟ شادی بیاہ میں کتنی خرافات ہوتی ہیں, ناچ گانا, ویڈیو, ڈانسنگ, اللہ معافی, انٹر فری مکسنگ, کتنے گناہ ہوتے ہیں اور کلیکٹیولی یہ گناہ ہوتے ہیں. اور جہاں ذرا ڈوش زیادہ ہو, پیسہ زیادہ ہو, وہاں تو خدا کی بنا پوچھو ہی مت. اللہ ہمیں ہدایت نصیب کرے, اللہ ہمیں ہدایت نصیب کرے, اللہ رسول کا کہنا ماننے کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. جہاں تک ہو سکے اللہ رسول کا کہنا مانو. تین حق ہو گئے اطاعت, چوتھا حق کیا ہے؟ اطاعت سے بڑھ کر ایک چیز ہے, اس کا نام ہے اتباع. کیا نام ہے اس کا؟ اتباع کرنا, فالوئنگ ان دا فٹ اسٹیپس آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ایون اف ہی ڈزنٹ ٹیل یو ٹو ڈو سم تھنگ بٹ یو لو ہم سو مچ دیٹ یو وانٹ ٹو بی لائک ہم, you want to dress like him, you want to wear topi and imama like him, you want to eat and drink like him, you want to walk and talk like him, you want to behave like him, you want to have akhlaq like his akhlaq, You want to have humility like he had humility. You want to have sabr and shukr like he used to do sabr and shukr. You want to have zikr of Allah in you like he used to do zikr of Allah. You want to pray tahajjud like he used to pray tahajjud. You want to behave with your family members the way he used to behave with his family members, his wives, his children, his family members, his seniors, his contemporaries, those who were his youngsters. You behave like him. You become a carbon copy of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine if each and every one of us here becomes a carbon copy of his prophet, her prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine how much good we can bring to this world. Hame huzur ki copy banne ki zarurat hai. Huzur jaise ban jao. Huzur jaise ban jao. Ek ek cheez mein ittiba karo huzur ka. ہمارے اکابر جو ہے مشائخ حضور کی سنت کو فالو کرتے تھے. حضور نے کہا نہیں, he didn't say anything, do this, do that, he never said it, but he just did it. We learn it and we also do that. Our حضرت شیخ الحدیث مولانا محمد زکریہ صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ, سارے کے دو رحمت اللہ علیہ, he was 86 years old when he came here, Darul Umbari. Hamari yahan Bashir bhai hote hain na, Ashton and Line mein. Bashir bhai Manchester airport lene gaye the. Us waqt Bashir bhai ke paas BMW 7 series thi. Zabardast, shandar. Ab Bashir bhai us mein Hazrat ko airport par runway par lene gaye the, plane ke kareeb. پہلے سے بات کر لیجیے. اس میں بٹھا کر وہاں سے لائے تھے. دوسرے خدام جو ہیں وہ سامان وامان لے کر کسٹم وسٹم پاس کرا کے آئے تھے. حضرت کا آٹومیٹک کسٹم کر لیا تھا اور پروٹوکول کے ساتھ آگے بھی پولیس کی موٹر سائیکل, پیچھے بھی پولیس کی موٹر سائیکل, بیچ میں حاجی بشیر صاحب کی BMW 7 سیریز اور اس میں حضرت شیخ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ اور تین خدام اور اس شان کے ساتھ دارالمدری میں انٹر ہوئے تھے. حضرت شیخ زکریا نور اللہ برکاتہ was in Darul Umbari and he was 86. He couldn't even move around. They had to help him. They had to carry him to the toilet, make him sit on there, pull the curtain, and then when he is finished, he would cover himself with the lungi and then they would carry him back to his bed. They would have to spoon feed him. So it was time for him to take some medicine. So one of the khadims brought medicine and a glass of water, and Hazrat was lying down on the resting on the pillow, and the khadim tried to give him the medicine. Hazrat said, no, 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 wait, 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 wait. And he said, make me sit up. Sahi bithao. So they supported him, they made him sit straight, and then he took that medicine with the glass of water, and he said, "Hamare Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam kabhi bhi tek laga kar na khate the na peete the. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never ate anything or drank anything whilst lying down or reclining onto something. So eating or drinking like that is against the sunnah of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How can I go against the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam?" Hazrat Ji Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullahi Alayh, he was very weak and frail. He was lying down. He had socks on. He was feeling a bit hot. So he indicated to the khadim to take the socks off. The khadim came to take the socks off. But Hazrat started shaking his feet. So he couldn't take them off. And he tried again, but he couldn't. And again, but he couldn't take him off. Hazrat kept shaking and he would stop him. So he called Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahab's son, Maulana Yusuf Sahab. That Hazrat ne ishara kiya ki moze nikalo. Main moze nikalne ki try kar raha hu, to Hazrat shake ho jate hain, nahi nikalne dete. To Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahab samajh gaye. Unhone farmaya, شاید تم نے رائٹ کو پہلے نکالنے کی ٹرائی کی ہوگی. انہوں نے کہا یہی کہ یہ خلاف سنت ہے, لیفٹ کو پہلے نکالنا سنت ہے. اس لیے حضرت ये हिल गए और परेशान हो गए, तुम लेफ्ट पहले निकालो। तो उसने फिर लेफ्ट पहले निकाला तो हजरत ने निकालने दिया आराम से इत्मीनान से। ये है इत्तिबाए सुन्नत, नबी ने जो काम जैसे किया वैसे कर देगा, ये इत्तिबा का, ये इश्क रसूल कहलाता है। इश्क रसूल का तकाजा है कि हम नबी की एक एक सुन्नत को मजबूत थाम लें और उसी पर चलते रहें और उसी के मुताबिक अपनी जिंदगी को ढालें। अल्लाह मुझे भी तौफीक दे, आपको भी तौफीक दे, खाना पीना पहनना ओढ़ना चलना फिरना उठना बैठना नबी की सुन्नत, प्यारे नबी की प्यारी सुन्नतें। बड़ी अच्छी किताब है, मंगवाएं उसको, पढ़ें, हुजूर की एक एक सुन्नत को सीखें और उस सुन्नत के मुताबिक अपनी जिंदगी को ढालें। तो चौथा हक नबी का क्या है बोलो जी? इत्तिबाए सुन्नत। पांचवा हक नबी का क्या है? दरूद शरीफ। इन्ना अल्लाह व मलाइकतहु युसल्लून अलन्नबी या अय्युहल्लज़ीना आमनु सल्लू अलैहि वसल्लिमू तस्लीमा। बेशक अल्लाह और उसके फरिश्ते इस पैगंबर पर रहमतों की बारिशें बरसाते रहते हैं। ए ईमान वालो, तुम भी उनके हक में रहमत की बरकत की दुआएं करते रहो और उनको इंतहाई अदब के साथ सलाम पेश करो उनकी खिदमत में। क्या शान है हमारे नबी की! किसी नबी के लिए अल्लाह ने ऐसा नहीं कहा, हमारे नबी के लिए ऐसा कहा। इसी को शायर ने कहा, युसल्ली अलैहिल्लाहु जल्ल जलालुहु يصلي عليه الله جل جلاله بهذا بدا للعالمين كماله بهذا بدا للعالمين كماله। अल्लाह जल्ल जलालुहू भी इस नबी पर दुरूद भेजते हैं, इसी से इस नबी का कमाल जाहिर होता है कि ये नबी कितना ऊंचा है कि अल्लाह भी इस नबी पर अपनी रहमतें और दुरूद और बरकतें नाजिल फरमाते रहते हैं। मिश्कात शरीफ में हदीस है काबे अहबार की, असर है, हदीस नहीं असर है, काबे अहबार किबार ताबईन में से हजरत उमर के दौर में मुसलमान हुए हैं, अहले किताब के बहुत बड़े आलिम थे और अहले किताब की तौरात इंजील जबूर को बहुत जानते थे। उनका ये इरशाद है, वो कहते हैं कि रोजाना मदीने शरीफ में नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम के रोजे शरीफा पर 70,000 फरिश्ते उतरते हैं, आपके रोजे शरीफा को घेर लेते हैं और बैठे बैठे आप पर दरूद और सलाम पढ़ते रहते हैं। कितने फरिश्ते? 70,000। दे कम डाउन फ्रॉम द हेवंस एंड दे रीड दरूद एंड सलाम ऑन द प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम। दे कम इन द मॉर्निंग, दे स्टे देयर टिल द इवनिंग, देयर शिफ्ट फिनिशर्स। And then in the evening after at Maghrib time, another 70,000 come down and they keep busy till morning. And then the other farishtas come back next morning. And in this way, this will continue this shift until the day of Qiyamah. Dekha huzur ka maqam? Bhai musalmano, tum durood padho na padho, farishte roz wahan durood padhte hain. Tum durood padhoge, tumhara fayda hoga. Nabi ka nahi, tumhara fayda hoga. من صلى علي صلاة واحدة صلى الله عليه بها عشرا। एक दुरूद भेजोगे खुदा तुम पर 10 दुरूद भेजेगा। जितनी देर आप हाजी साहब यहां बैठ के अपने हाथ में तस्बीह लेके दुरूद पढ़ते रहोगे, जितनी देर आप दुरूद में बिजी रहोगे, हैं जी, ये तस्बीह पकड़ के दुरूद पढ़ते रहोगे, उतनी देर फरिश्ते आप पर दुरूद पढ़ते रहेंगे। आप नबी पर दुरूद पढ़ रहे हैं, फरिश्ते आप पर दुरूद पढ़ रहे हैं। ला तज़ालुल मलाइकतु तुसल्ली अला अहदिकुम मा दाम युसल्ली अलैया फलयुक्ल्लल अब्द मिन ज़ालिका औ लियुक्सिर औ कमा क़ाल अलैहिस सलाम। तो पांचवा हक क्या है बोलो जी? दुरूद भेजना। बस अब बात पूरी कर रहा हूं, अजान का टाइम हो गया है। लास्ट बट नॉट लीस्ट छठा हक यह है कि आप की सीरत तैयबा को पढ़ना, मुताला करना, आपके दीन को स्टडी करना और aapke laaye hue deen ki nashr o ishaat, propagating. This is his haq ki hum aapke deen ko propagate kare, seekhe isko aur dusron ko sikhaye. Sirf Maulana Ibrahim sahab, Maulana Abu Bakr sahab, Mufti Muzakkir sahab ki duty nahi hai, har musalman ki duty hai. Apne bas mein jitna ho sake aapka, aapko study kare, aapke deen ko study kare, Quran ko study kare, hadith ko study kare, fiqh ko study kare, aur jitna seekha hai wo dusron ko sikhaye, dusron ko pahunchaye, to aapke deen ki nashr o ishaat jahan tak mumkin ho. Baat samajh mein aa gayi achhi tarah. Phir se, once more, first haq of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is believing in him, iman. Second haq of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to love him, muhabbat. And third haq of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is itaat. Whatever he says, if he gives you command, you do it. If he prohibits you from something, don't do this, you don't do it, you avoid it. Because my Nabi said it. If my Nabi says don't do it, I'm not going to do it. And number four haq is ittiba, ittiba-e sunnat, following his footsteps, adapting his lifestyle, being like him, being a carbon copy of him. And fifth haq is Durood Sharif, Durood Salam. And sixth haq is nashr o ishaat, ishaat of the deen of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us all the tawfiq to realize the huquq of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to fulfill those huquq and abide by them and love our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the way we should love him. Jazakumullah. Thank you very much. Aapne humko mauka diya khidmat ka. Allah aapko jazaye khair de, qabool farmaye. Durood Sharif padh le sabke sab. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. يا أرحم الراحمين معاذ اپنے فضل اور کرم سے ہم سب کی مغفرت فرما دیجئے, پوری امت کی مغفرت فرما دیجئے, پوری امت پر رحم فرما دیجئے. ہمارا یہ سیرت کا جلسہ قبول فرمائیے, اس میں جو کچھ کہا گیا اس کو ہمارے دلوں میں بٹھائیے اور ہمیں اس پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے. ہمارے دلوں میں ہمارے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سچی محبت اور عشق نصیب فرمائیے. یا اللہ کامل اور فل محبت عطا فرمائیے. ایک ایک سنت کو مضبوط پکڑنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے. درود شریف کثرت سے پڑھنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے. یا اللہ ہماری زندگیوں میں تبدیلی اور سدھارا پیدا فرمائیے. ہماری نوجوان نسلوں کے حال پر رحم فرمائیے. ہمارے نوجوان لڑکوں اور لڑکیوں کو نیک ہدایت عطا فرمائیے. پانچ وقت کی نمازوں کا اہتمام نصیب فرمائیے. آپ کا حق پہچاننے اور ادا کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے. آپ کے سامنے پانچ مرتبہ دن میں سر جھکانے کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے. ہیوملٹی اور ہمبلنس نصیب فرمائیے. ہمیں ہمارے حال پر رحم فرمائیے. اللہ اس مسجد کی حفاظت فرمائیے. یہاں پر جو کچھ معمولات اشغال وجود میں آتے ہیں, بیانات وغیرہ ہوتے ہیں, ان کو قبول فرمائیے. ائمہ حضرات کو جزائے خیر عطا فرمائیے. یا اللہ ان کی خدمات کو شرف قبولیت سے مالا مال فرمائیے. حضرت مولانا ابو بکر صاحب کی خدمت قبول فرمائیے, مفتی مذکر صاحب کی خدمت قبول فرمائیے, اور یہاں کے کمیٹی ذمہ دار حضرات کی خدمات بھی قبول فرمائیے. مولانا ابراہیم صاحب کوونٹری سے اتنے دور سے تشریف لائے, ان کا آنا قبول فرمائیے. جو کچھ انہوں نے نصیحتیں کی اس پر عمل کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے. قاری مقبول صاحب اور قاری حسان صاحب, قاری نعیم صاحب, اتنی اچھی اچھی قرآت نعتیں سنائیں, ان سب کو بھی قبول فرمائیے. سب کو جزائے خیر عطا فرمائیے. سب سب کے لیے ان کی ان خدمتوں کو باعث ترقی درجات بنائیے. اس مسجد کو پورے علاقے والوں کے لیے رشد اور ہدایت کا سینٹر بنائیے اور یہاں سے ہدایت پھیلنے کے فیصلے فرمائیے. ہماری ٹوٹی پھوٹی دعائیں سن لیجیے. ہم سب کو دنیا اور آخرت کی ہر خیر عطا فرمائیے, ہر شر سے حفاظت فرمائیے, ہر وہ خیر عطا فرما دیجیے جو آپ کے پاک پیارے حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے آپ سے مانگی ہے, اور ہر اس شر سے پناہ نصیب فرما دیجیے جس سے انہوں نے آپ کی پناہ مانگی ہے. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم, وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم, وصلی اللہم وسلم علی سیدنا محمد وآلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.
Inshallah, adhan will take place now. After the adhan, perform the sunnahs, and then straight away at 7 o'clock, inshallah, jamaat will start. Please remember, after Isha Salah, food will be served, inshallah. Everybody is requested to partake of the food, inshallah, before we leave. Jazakallah khairan.